you by Puffin.
George's Marvellous Medicine by Roald Dahl. Read by Ramesh Ranganathan. Warning to listeners, do not try to make George's Marvellous Medicine yourselves at home. It could be dangerous. Chapter 1. Grandma. I'm going shopping in the village, George's mother said to George on Saturday morning. So be a good boy and don't get up to mischief. This was a silly thing to say to a small child at any time. It immediately made him wonder what sort of mischief he might get up to. And don't forget to give Grandma her medicine at 11 o'clock, the mother said. Then out she went, closing the back door behind her. Grandma, who was dozing in a chair by the window, opened one wicked little eye and said,
Now you heard what your mother said, George. Don't forget my medicine.
No, Grandma, George said.
And just try to behave yourself for once while she's away.
Yes, Grandma, George said. George was bored to tears. He didn't have any siblings. His parents were farmers and the farm they lived on was miles away from anywhere, so there were never any children to play with. He was tired of staring at pigs and hens and cows and sheep. He was especially tired of having to live in the same house as that grisly old grunion of a grandma. Looking after her all by himself was hardly the most exciting way to spend a Saturday morning.
You can make me a nice cup of tea for a start, Grandma said to George. That'll keep you out of mischief for a few minutes.
Yes, Grandma, George said. George couldn't help disliking Grandma. She was a selfish, grumpy old woman. She had rotting teeth and a small puckered-up mouth like a dog's bottom from years of frowning. How much sugar in your tea today, Grandma? George asked her.
One spoon, she said, and no milk.
Most grandmothers are lovely, kind, helpful old ladies, but not this one. She spent all day and every day sitting in her chair by the window, and she was always complaining, grousing, grouching, grumbling, griping about something or other. Never once, even on her best days, had she smiled at George and said,
Well, how are you this morning, George? Or, why don't you and I have a game of snakes and ladders? Or, how was school today?
She didn't seem to care about other people, only about herself. She was a miserable old grouch. George went into the kitchen and made Grandma a cup of tea with a tea bag. He put one spoon of sugar in it and no milk. He stirred the sugar well and carried the cup into the living room. Grandma sipped the tea.
It's not sweet enough, she said. Put more sugar in it.
George took the cup back to the kitchen and added another spoonful of sugar. He stirred it again and carried it carefully into Grandma.
Where's the saucer? She said. I won't have a cup without a saucer.
George fetched her a saucer.
And what about a teaspoon, if you please?
I've stirred it for you, Grandma. I stirred it well.
I'll stir my own tea, thank you very much, she said. Fetch me a teaspoon.
George fetched her a teaspoon. When George's mother or father were home, Grandma never ordered George about like this. It was only when she had him on her own that she began treating him badly.
You know what's the matter with you?
The old woman said, staring at George over the rim of the teacup with those bright, wicked little eyes.
You're growing too fast. Boys who grow too fast become stupid and lazy.
But I can't help it if I'm growing fast, Grandma, George said.
Of course you can, she snapped. Growing's a nasty, childish habit.
But we have to grow, Grandma. If we didn't grow, we'd never be grown-ups.
Rubbish, boy, rubbish, she said. Look at me. Am I growing? Certainly not.
But you did once, Grandma.
Only very little, the old woman answered. I gave up growing when I was extremely small.
Sample complete.
Ready to continue?